Let's go to Colorado and bring in Extra Bags. Andy Baggerly, Extra Bags on Twitter. Andy, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Marty. How are you?
Yeah, fine. Probably better than Matt Cain. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, it's interesting. He said that he actually felt something and grabbed his hamstring in his second-to-last pitch he threw, and then he threw one more thinking, you know, sometimes things will release on you a little bit, and then he knew it was the same, and he knew not to push it, and knew from experience because he tweaked his hamstring here in the third inning of a start in 2014 and ended up having to go on the DL and missed two starts and came right back after 15 days. So that's what I assume we're dealing with here. The initial read was that it was pretty similar, not worse than what he had 2 years ago. And now there's word coming out of Mississippi this morning that Chris Stratton is on his way up for his first big league call-up. So it looks like Kane's going to go on the DL, but nothing official yet.
Yeah, isn't it great when the college coach breaks the story? I love it.
Yeah, how about that? But you know what? I don't think necessarily you're going to pencil in Chris Stratton for a start in Atlanta on Wednesday because they wouldn't bring him up today if they're just going to have him sit around for a couple days and then pitch him Wednesday. I think more than likely he's up just to be a long reliever. I think that was something they hoped Okert and Broadway could do, but Stratton obviously is way more stretched out. He's been starting, so he can sort of fill in for Suarez, since Suarez is obviously going to be down a few days after pitching those five innings of relief yesterday. And who knows, maybe they decide for Suarez to get the start in Atlanta. The one good thing is that Kane's, you know, he'd have a start in Atlanta, and then his turn would come up again on the off day before the next homestand. So really, they could only have to fill in one start before they could bring back Kane off the disabled list in 15 days. So, you know, when you look at that, then it's obvious that a DL move is the right move to make.
Yeah, absolutely. Andy Baggerly joins us. Of course, he covers the Giants for the Bay Area Newspaper Group, at Extra Bags with two Gs on Twitter. Andy, Suarez was terrific last night, and I imagine he'll get the start in Atlanta for Kane. This guy has sort of come out of nowhere. We saw him in spring training. The Giants brought him in from El Paso in the Texas League. The Angels had him, and he's a very, I know you've talked to him. Can you describe him a little bit in your own words, what you see with Suarez?
Yeah, he seemed very poised, Marty, both in dealing with us and obviously dealing with being in the big leagues for the first time. And I was really impressed. I don't know how much you were watching, you know, just pitch by pitch, but I was really impressed by how much he got his off-speed stuff to move here Horse Field, which can be a bit of a trouble. Now, it wasn't the lowest humidity day, so that might have helped a little bit. But, you know, I thought that he threw strikes and he had good action on his off-speed pitches. And, you know, he ends up taking a loss, and it's got to be one of the more heroic losses in recent Giants regular season history because he just saved that bullpen. I mean, can you imagine if they have to use, like, six relievers to get through the game like last night? You've got two more games here, and oh, by the way, you're not coming home until you play seven more in Atlanta and St. Louis. So, I mean, just you really can't overstate how big a contribution that was.
Absolutely. All right, Andy Baggerly with us. Andy, injury-wise, we've got Belt, and I thought he probably was going to be able to pinch hit last night. Bochy indicates he will play today. What about Pence?
Yeah, Pence is still touch and go. He took a nice round of BP yesterday. Bochy wanted to see him kind of bust out of the box, run around a little bit. It's kind of funny. We were talking about it in pregame, you know, because there's something about Coors Field and guys just sort of have their hamstrings blow up when they're coming out of the batter's box. Even like Santiago Casilla, David Huff going back. And, you know, I said, I don't know if it's the not getting enough hydration when you're at altitude or whatever. And I wondered if that played into it a little bit. They wanted to make sure Pence was okay before they throw him out here in a game at Coors Field. And Bochy said maybe a little bit. And then lo and behold, the game starts and Matt Cain blows out his hamstring. So, you know, apparently all the guys just pump lots of electrolytes and fluids. And it really isn't the fault of that. The training staff, the strength staff are really, really diligent about that. You always see the same you know, bottles in everybody's lockers on travel days with special electrolyte that they brew up these guys. So you know, they really do go the extra mile to make sure they're hydrated. But for whatever reason, you know, hamstrings just tend to go here. And so Pence did try to politic his way in, but Bochy said, you know what, he wanted to just give him one more day, make sure that he rebounded okay. If he feels good this morning, then he'll be in the lineup, which should be out shortly.
All right, that's against Eddie Butler today. Andy, this team lost last night, which snapped a lot of streaks, winning against the West, winning on the road. Winning streak, 13 of 14. This month of May has been unbelievable. They don't hit. They don't hit a lick. But you know something? If you go 2-for-5 or 2-for-12 with a runner in scoring position, if the two hits win the game, who cares? But can this go on like this?
Well, you're right. And when you lose a starting pitcher like Kane, you put Suarez in there, who really, you know, pitched well enough to win. And if they get any support, then he does win. But obviously, as you mentioned, the offense has been mediocre for a very long time now. And it's been kind of covered over by the fact that there's winning games and the pitching has been so stout. But, it usually works in reverse, doesn't it? A team could kick the ball around a little bit. They could have a start that goes a little bit awry. Maybe a bullpen guy gives up a run or two. But if you go out and you score 11 runs, then it covers over your mistake. And it's almost been working the opposite way for this team over these last 4 or 5 weeks. And either way, it's unsustainable to try to win games through only one method. You want to try to be the kind of team that can win a game, 10-3 or even 10-9, and you can win 1-0 or 2-1. And I think that they've proven that they can win the close ones. But on the road, especially when you play some more high scoring games, then I think it's going to be important that this offense gets it going. And one guy that just stands out just by purely his home road splits is Matt Duffy, which is just really weird to figure. He's batting about .340 at home, and he's down to .118, I think, or maybe even lower than that on the road, even though he has made some hard contact. And getting him going on the road and getting Posey going on the road, two guys who have hit well on the road before, I think is going to be a big key. And then, of course, getting everybody back healthy.
All right, Andy, one guy who impresses me, and I just mentioned this to you, is Trevor Brown. The more I watch this guy, and I'll say it, the throws to second base are like lasers. The guy takes a good swing. He very rarely gets overpowered. He's got power. I like Trevor Brown.
I think that they are over the moon about what they're getting out of Trevor Brown. They feel like he can catch anybody on the staff. Even somebody like, Bumgarner always likes to throw to Posey, but Jake Peavy can not be the easiest guy to catch. He definitely has a stubborn streak. And for a young guy to catch, a Peavy where you want to say, hey, look, this is what I'm seeing, but, I'm always going to defer to your better judgment. It can be a little bit of a tricky situation, and it really has been seamless. Everybody likes throwing to him. As you mentioned, his throwing mechanics are really good for a guy who played a lot of infield in college. And there are some sneaky arms on this team. We saw Kelby Tomlinson out of left field, literally out of left field. Even though the starting outfielders, guys like Pagan and Span, don't have very good arms, there are some sneaky arms on this team. And that can help to, as Justin Marge said the other day, when you turn a double or a triple into a couple of outs, that just can be a huge momentum swing.
Very nice. Romo had a good inning last night at Sacramento. I guess he's scheduled for next week.
Yeah, he did. 2 strikeouts in a scoreless inning, and he's really done everything on track thus far. I haven't heard how he looked, but I assume he looked pretty good. Now, the notion is for him to pitch again Sunday, Monday, to go back-to-back, and then join the team in Atlanta. I do not think he'd be activated Tuesday because they wouldn't want to use him Tuesday and have him go 3 days in a row. So, maybe by Wednesday or Thursday. And that's why Mr. Stratton's stay could be short-lived if he ends up giving his spot up to Sergio, which is probably the way they're mapping it out right now. But as you know, everything's always subject to change.
All right, one last thought for Andy Bagley. Thanks for taking the time to call. Weather today, how is it?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's sunny. It's warmer. It's a 2 o'clock start here, 1 o'clock for you. And it looks good as well, which is really most welcome by me personally, because I don't know why. I know why. It's Memorial Day, but it's always a pinch point in the schedule. You know, you're usually playing a day game Sunday and then a day game in another city on Monday. And going from Colorado to Atlanta, where we're losing 2 hours, I have to catch one Southwest Airlines flight that's leaving at 8 p.m. Tomorrow. And if I don't make it, I'm not making first pitch in Atlanta. So definitely hoping for no delays and a quick game tomorrow. And Johnny Cueto is usually pretty handy in that regard. Yeah. So, but I've got to tell you, Marty, East Coast bias is real. It's not just bias. It exists because NL teams always schedule getaway days on day games to help East Coast teams flying east. And I get it. You lose 3 hours. But the same courtesy has to be paid to West Coast teams moving forward. It's ridiculous. I mean, you're still putting the miles on your body, whether you're flying east to west or west to east. And I know it's Memorial Day, but schedule it at 5. Schedule it at 3. Don't schedule it at 1. It's just, it's ridiculous. The league's got to step in. This has to be part of the new CBA because you can't ask this of players and all the support staff and people who try to travel this schedule. It's just ridiculous, and West Coast teams keep getting screwed, and I'm tired of it. It's really starting to tick me off.
All right. Open that window and scream. I like it.
I will.
I like it.
Mad as hell, Marty. Right. I'm not going to take it anymore.
Hey, I have to be here at 8 a.m. Raf and I will be here at 7 a.m. on Monday morning. So believe me, we feel it as well. Andy, thanks for taking the time, as always. A pleasure to have you on, and I hope we can catch up with you before long.
Okay, thanks, Marty. Have a great show.
All right, that is Andy Bagley. So generous with his time.